In the worst attack in Iraq since August, 56 people were killed yesterday and more than 200 wounded in twin suicide bombings. The near simultaneous explosions took place in the northern city of Erbil, inside the separate headquarters of Iraq's two leading Kurdish political parties. The officers were crowded with guests invited to celebrate the Muslim holy day of Eid. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Erbil.
Crowds in the hall of Erbil's teaching hospital. About 50 people wounded in yesterday's twin suicide bombings were brought here, says Salah Abdullah, an orthopedic surgeon.
Most of them, they have multiple trauma because of this explosion and small shells, some like small balls, many cases of head injury. Some of them, they have limb injury and fractures, and we have also some of them, they have simple just wounded.
Outside the hospital gates, anger. We were going to be happy, a woman in traditional black Muslim dress says. We were going to live like other people. We just want to live. Iraq's Kurdish-controlled northern provinces have been considered more stable than the volatile areas closer to Baghdad. Still, there have been other bombings here. Last fall, a car bomb exploded outside a house U.S. military officials rented. Later, another hit Erbil's interior ministry. But yesterday's walk-in suicide bombs took the biggest toll. An ambulance takes Hussein Ali's cousin to a hospital in Kirkuk, an hour south, for specialized treatment. Ali wants an independent Kurdistan, and this bombing makes him want that a little more.
If we have our independence, that means that we have our own government and our own borders. So at that time, we can control our border all, and we can maybe stop some of these bombings.
For more than a decade, Iraq's three Kurdish provinces were isolated from the rest of the country. The two major parties fought each other, but then united to help topple Saddam Hussein. Although many Kurds now hope for independence, political leaders are negotiating only for significant autonomy, loose rule from Baghdad in a federated Iraq. At the headquarters of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, or PUK, one of the political parties that was bombed, men wash away blood and debris with a fire hose. Yesterday's blast was powerful enough to rip down two concrete outside walls. Mahmoud Osman is a member of Iraq's U.S.-appointed interim governing council, but not part of either major Kurdish party. The bombing, he says, will continue to unite the PUK and former rival, the Kurdish Democratic Party, in their call for strong rights in a federation.
I think they will insist more on having more guarantees, but at the same time, they will be encouraged to cooperate with other Iraqis to fight terrorism.
No one has claimed responsibility for the bombings, though U.S. and Kurdish officials suspect involvement of Ansar al-Islam, an Islamic militant group based in northern Iraq. Kurds blame Arabs generally, and some say the U.S. is partly at fault for not bringing stability to Iraq. These bombings bring internal challenges to the Kurds. Erbil's provincial governor and deputy governor were killed in the bombings, along with Sami Abdulrahman, a highly respected leader and second in charge of the Kurdish Democratic Party. Emily Harris, NPR News, Erbil.